I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2026. While you're milling about smartly from stern to bow at the Plano Event Center on February 20th and 21st, enjoy a cold beer from Deep Ellum Brewing Company, benefiting Austin Street Center, and from Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Join Work in Progress, Monty Hamm and friends this Sunday, broadcasting live from Toyota Stadium in Frisco as we get you ready for the Free Dallas Renegades Fan Rally. It's a family-friendly event happening from noon to 3. Come meet Renegades players and new head coach Rick Neuheisel. Plus, enjoy food, music, and fun for all ages. Tickets for the 2026 season on sale now.
Friends?
Yeah.
Others.
Right. Thank you, Mr. DJ. So we are rolling into not only the Friday the 13th evening, but also Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow. So don't forget to get your stuff.
Hopefully you get some Black Cat tonight.
Is that an ET's product?
Hopefully you don't have a Black Cat cross your path.
Ah, yes, indeed, indeed. So for Valentine's
Day. Weird verbiage, though.
It was odd. As an ET's representative. So I thought for Valentine's Day I would go back in the Wayback Machine because I've been dating the woman that lives in my house now since 98.
God.
Right? Yeah. 98. It's a long time. And so I thought I would test her memory on this Valentine's Day. What does she remember about certain iconic moments in our relationship? I'm going to pit Dave versus Bob.
Okay.
You guys haven't met each other.
Hi, Dave.
And
big fan.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Dave.
I will say this right out of the bat. There were, I think, 14 questions that I asked her. She does not get all these right. So don't think that she's just, oh, this is so easy.
Okay, so we're saying whether or not she remembers?
Yes, whether or not she remembers.
Okay.
All right. So let us start with question number one. We'll have Dave try to answer it.
Okay, so this is a Valentine's quiz, and it's basically just how well you remember things throughout the 20 whatever years it's been now, 26 years, 30 years. Okay. What did you bring me after we first met that made me think that you were really cool?
Okay. So I'm going to tell you guys the answer that I'm looking for.
Okay.
The answer is a six pack of Shiner. Before we went out one night, she came over.
She showed up at your door with a six-pack of beer.
A six-pack of beer, and I was like, whoa.
We're pre-partying?
No.
Sick.
Way.
How's your ass?
I mean, that that's a cool move by a girl.
Yeah.
Okay, no. She's not going to remember that.
Okay.
Like when you made dinner for me that one time and I brought over a six-pack of Shiner?
Very good.
Damn it.
Look at that.
I know.
Look at that.
All right, question.
What did you make for dinner?
It was.
You're bearing the lead here.
Dude, man. I think it was some form of chicken and mushroom dish that my mother gave me the recipe to. Something that I really liked that she made.
It's definitely got to be chicken based on our knowledge of Corby.
It wasn't a pazookie. I know that.
It's either that or sending her a ham. So.
All right, question number two, Bob.
All right.
Did we ever almost get busted by either sets of parents?
Did we ever get busted by either set of parents?
Okay. So I'm supposed to answer whether that happened
whether
she'll know.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, there's no chance a lady would forget that moment where they almost get busted. So there is a 100% likelihood that she'll remember the correct answer.
Okay, we're looking for yes on a car.
On a car?
On a car.
What do you mean by busted?
Did they almost catch us?
I must have blocked it out of my mind. I must have been horribly embarrassed. Was it in a car or something? We must have been in a car somewhere and someone saw us. What? Oh, God. We're not talking about this on the radio.
It was right in front of your house. Remember when you're...
Okay, we're not doing this. We're not talking...
Your parents busted us. Yeah. You don't remember that?
I'm not talking about this. My dad is in heaven right now. Like, no. My brothers, no. We're not.
But you do remember.
Vaguely, but I just...
What's the maddest you ever
got? Okay. So she doesn't remember. She does, but I think she kind of blacked it all out.
Was she doing the Tawny Katane splits on the hood?
I mean, that was kind of the goal for me, right?
Oh, my God. Let me share with you my goals in this interaction.
It was her dad's birthday, and then I was leaving the birthday, and...
Oh, baby.
Yes, it was one
Holy
of those.
Holy crap, baby.
Yeah.
This birthday then, party for your dad made me so hot.
Out comes mom and dad walking down the street as we're like on the car hood, like, oh, God, baby.
These candles make me horny.
Were any buttons unbuttoned at this point?
Things may have been hiked up, I think, is the key. It was horrible. It was horrible. But it was the 90s, Dave. Yeah, it was the 90s. Okay, question number three. You guys are 0-2. Dave.
What's the maddest you ever got at me when we were dating?
Okay, pause it right there.
I know exactly. Yes, she knows this.
She'll know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're looking.
What's the full question?
What is the maddest you ever got to me or got at me when we were dating? And Dave says yes. You want to answer the question before she does?
When... I had some leftover brownies that I gave to you that were in a backpack that her dog ate.
Boy, this is so on brand. Like, they would have written this in season one of our show.
And this was, like, 1998. So let's see if she remembers this.
Jordy, because you gave her pot brownies. Sweet girl.
Follow-up question.
Yeah, go ahead,
which
go ahead.
Friend of mine was to blame for this catastrophe?
Dave Lane.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no way she's going to forget that.
Okay.
So good.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
What? Oh, I guess let's play the question.
On our honeymoon, what game was I freaking out about being able to watch?
Okay.
On our honeymoon. What game was I freaking out?
2000 honeymoon.
Yeah.
And we got married over Thanksgiving.
Right. Okay. So this is Bedlam. So I have to know whether she'll know.
Yeah. It's not Bedlam, by the way. We're looking for the
What was your Bedlam story?
That was the wedding night was Bedlam. So 1 week
not
later.
The honeymoon. We have to keep playing.
1 week.
Big 12 championship game?
Big 12 championship game.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Will she know that? Yeah, she's lived with you for quite a while. I'm gonna say yes.
Okay.
I keep believing in Julie. I hope Julie delivers.
Okay.
This is a dumb question. Oh, he was playing. They playing in the national championship. No? Yes. Just got married in 2000. So was it when Jason White was there? No.
It was Josh Heupel, but it was the Big 12 championship game.
Big 12.
Right.
But
and do you have any idea why you don't remember that game very well?
Why are we bringing all of this stuff up? Seriously.
What happened?
We met somebody in town.
And?
He gave us something to have a fun time while we were there.
All right, you can pause it there. We were in Jamaica, and some giant Rastafarian guy walks over with a joint that looked like it was straight out of a Cheech and Chong movie, and it made her, like, totally sick. So she missed, she missed the game. She doesn't remember the Big 12 championship game.
So what, is she just laying down next to you while you're watching the game?
I found her a seat at the bar and just set her there.
Like Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, seriously. I was like, you'll be fine.
Here, keep these sunglasses on.
We're undefeated here. We got to keep moving.
What's the score? 1-1?
I got no chance. I'm getting smoked, I think.
I think it's 1-0 Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 1-0 Dave. Okay, next question. This will go to Dave.
All right. Do you remember what song we heard over and over and over on that honeymoon?
Okay. The answer is Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. Is that the name of the song?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, dude, everywhere we went in Jamaica, that song was blaring.
Everywhere we went in Jamaica,
say, It Wasn't Me.
Yes. It Wasn't Me.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Oh, our honeymoon?
Yeah, it was played everywhere.
That one I must have blocked out of my head.
It was Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. Yeah, it was a beatdown. Played it everywhere in Jamaica.
All right. Missed another one. Okay, Bob, next question.
Based on your experiences, who has the worst fan base in college football?
Okay.
Based on her experiences.
The answer I am looking for is LSU. Because we had a very, very, very bad experience at the LSU-Oklahoma National Championship game with some LSU fans.
Your daughter died.
You're blaming their fans for beating you by 50?
No, it was actually 20-14, and
You weren't at the...
No, this is the national championship.
Oh, that was the semifinal? Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. I can't remember which. LSU fans, I would bet she remembers that. What are some other candidates? She's probably was at the Florida game. She's been at many Texas games.
Yeah, sure.
But this one seems like a signature night. Again, I'm going to believe in Julie.
Okay.
I know. Well, I personally don't like LSU.
Yes.
There you go.
They were mean.
They were very, very mean to her. As a 10-year-old or 12-year-old boy called her a whore.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it was...
Wow.
Now, to the LSU family's credit, the dad walked over and goes, "What's going on here?" And I look at the boy, and he's looking at me, and I go, "You want to tell your dad what you just said to her?" And the dad goes, "What did you just say?" And the kid starts bawling. And he's like, he's like, "Say it. What did you say?" He's like, I called her a whore. He goes, "Sir, I'm sorry." And then walked away. And I mean, he probably wore that kid out.
Golly.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Okay, Dave, next one.
Barry. What was our number one backup name for our first child?
Mm-hmm. Backup name. Now, this is 20 years ago.
Yes, she's going to remember.
Now, you're... Okay. Okay. Let's see. By the way, the answer we're looking for...
Steve Palermo.
...is Waylon.
DeMarco.
Waylon. By the way, it's Waylon Jennings' birthday.
Malcolm. I liked Malcolm. No... That's not right.
It was Waylon.
Oh, I loved Waylon. That was from my...
Opinion. Yeah.
God, what a whore. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if that's what you're... Golly, Dave. I was just going to hate North Texas fans. Okay, Bob, next question.
Yes, sir.
What did the Foster family name our dog Lola before we adopted her right after 9/11?
So there was a... dog that we ended up adopting. It was right after 9/11, a big fundraiser. I think, Dave, you were down there when we got her. But she already had a name from her foster family.
And I keep believing in her, and it does not seem to pay off. But this is a dog-related question. Confidence in Julie. She'll know.
Lizzie.
Yes.
Yes.
Dog stories.
We went from, you're right. We went from Lizzie to Lola. Okay, Dave, next one.
1-1 now?
Or 2-1?
What's the score?
2-1, Dave.
Okay, 2-1, Dave.
We're all having fun, though.
All right, go.
when we lived on Lower Greenville 20 years ago, what did the garbage man throw over the fence as I was standing in the yard that freaked me out?
What's the answer we're looking for?
We're looking for an entire Thanksgiving turkey. And I've got three dogs, and he chucks it over the fence as I'm standing there, and I look at it, I'm like, and they look at me, and I mean,
it was a race.
Dude, chaos. That would have been like, I'd be a millionaire over the video. As I'm falling all over the fumbling turkey. And
so he intentionally threw it to the dogs?
Yes.
He's like, they have dogs. They'll love this. Yeah, and it'll, all the bones will splinter in their intestines and kill them.
Right.
Yeah, yes, she'll remember that because it involves dogs.
That's right.
Okay.
I don't know, like half a turkey or something, like a whole chicken leg or bone or something. And
it was the day after Thanksgiving, and it was almost a full turkey for our dogs to eat.
Doggy diarrhea.
Yeah.
Okay. Quickly here, Bob.
Yes, sir.
What is the hardest you've ever seen me laugh at a movie?
We are looking for the answer. The movie is Big Daddy.
Okay. Not a dog. She won't remember.
Okay.
Not Horrible Bosses.
No, that was you that laughed.
That's my favorite movie. I don't know.
It was Big Daddy.
Oh.
Why did I laugh at Big Daddy?
Was it Scuba Steve?
Yeah, Scuba Steve.
There's a little superhero that the boy played with named Scuba Steve, and Adam Sandler stepped on it one night as he's walking through the living room and just stopped. And he goes, "Damn you, Scuba Steve!" And I laughed for like 20 minutes straight. I don't know why. All right. Do we? You know what? We got one more. We got time for one more.
We'll buzz in.
Okay.
Because I'm up 3-2. So if Bob steals this, we tie.
Ooh, we can play for a draw.
Okay, let's go.
What is my current favorite band? And who do you think was my favorite band when we first met?
Hey. Oh, well, she'll know Goose or Geese.
Goose.
No, not Geese.
And she'll know Widespread, right? Or is that Wilco?
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Go on.
Your current one's Goose.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilco. Or Uncle Tupelo. Or Sunvolt. I think you took me to a Wilco show. One of that. Somewhere in that wheelhouse. Or Widespread.
Yeah. It's
all the above.
Yeah. It was Wilco and Widespread. I'll give you credit for both of those.
It's tie.
We play to
tie
a
game.
We play to a draw.
Tie.
I went to the corner flag and ran out the clock.
We play to a draw.
You guys are truly in love.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
She still pays attention to you.
She does.